This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver mayoral candidates participated in a live debate yesterday. Kelly Broff and Mike Johnston touched on a wide range of issues the city is facing, including the housing crisis. Johnston said he plans to build more affordable housing units within the city.
I've committed a vision to build 25,000 units that are permanently affordable over the next 8 years. And that would allow people who live in those units to not have to pay more than 30% of what they make to rent.
Broff plans to focus land use to address the issue.
And this isn't just for affordability. This is also for our environment, for transportation reasons, air quality reasons, water usage. So you'll see my administration really focus on building that more affordable housing, not just rent, but for sale as well.
Racial equity, the growing migrant arrivals, and gun control were major points in the debate. The election is June 6th. A proposal to revamp parts of the state's tax system will go before voters this November. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports Governor Jared Polis is set to sign off on the effort today.
The ballot measure, which is expected to be called Proposition HH, would ask voters to approve a complicated series of tax changes. Property tax rates would be lowered, saving some homeowners hundreds of dollars per year. Meanwhile, though, the state would shrink the potential Tabor refunds that go out to an even broader set of Coloradans. That money would help make up for some of the lost property tax revenue. Here's Senator Chris Hansen.
The choice for voters will be relatively straightforward, which is long-term property tax relief. It's a 10-year package. They can rest assured that schools and local services are going to have the money that they need.
Conservatives have critiqued the measure as a way to quietly grow the state budget in the long term. If they pass, the tax changes would expire in a decade. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org. Starting up next, it's Fresh Air.